Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Why are you so down?
It's Monday.
Yeah, but it's also
National.
Lasagna Day?
Let me turn that frown upside down.
Oh. Two words, lasagna.
I'm making you lasagna.
Breakfast lasagna.
I love lasagna.
There, isn't that better?
Yeah, still Monday though.
But it's also showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Monday morning. Good morning to you. July 29th. It is the Mixed Morning Fix. I'm John. Over there is Jackson.
Oh, good morning.
Monroe is actually, she's out on vacation for the next 300 days.
Yeah.
So because of that, we have an old friend back in studio. Chantel is here.
Good morning.
Hey.
I got to tell you. I mean, and this is the truth. Chantel, when she did the show, and we did mornings together for a few years, she was never on time to the show.
Not one day.
Well, why would you be?
Right. Why wake up early? But this morning, so like I plan the show with the knowledge of like Chantel maybe showing up at 6:45.
Whenever she feels like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Sure.
Sometime between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Honestly, if the sun's not awake, I'm never awake.
And she was here like 5:40?
Yeah, I rolled in the parking lot and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I didn't even feel like a human. Like, I text you this morning.
Yes.
And I was like, I better text John that so he knows I'm on my way.
I appreciate
that. So I text him. I say, John, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And he goes, how you feeling? And I go, well, I don't really know. I have no emotions right now. I feel like a shell of a human.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
It's morning radio.
Very early.
Welcome to
the
lifestyle,
guys. How did I do
guys.
This for so long?
Did you stress at all last night?
Oh. Were
you? Yeah.
Oh, I woke up at least three times.
Oh,
and
man.
Like I'd wake up and it would be like two. I went to bed at like midnight. I was telling you.
Sure. Yeah.
And early. And it was like 2:20. I wake up and I go, ah, it's only 2:20. And then I, you know, it's 3:30. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then finally at like 4:45, I was like, fine, I'll get out of bed.
I want you to know that I too woke up a bunch of times last night.
Oh, did you really?
I was stressed about Chantel.
I took a Tylenol PM and realized that none of this was
How
my problem.
So,
had a great time.
If I take any sort of sleeping help, I'm not waking up till like next year.
That's fair.
What time did you take that at?
I popped it at like 7:30.
Okay.
Was laying in bed watching Bob's Burgers round 8. You
okay.
know. Really good time.
It's a lovely evening.
It
is
was
what
great.
That is.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the show today because we are continuing. It's our last week of 1K a day, your chance at $1,000. So we'll give you that keyword coming up at 7 o'clock. Backstreet Boys
Woo!
Tickets.
Take me with
you. So that's going to be at 8 o'clock this morning. Now, I was listening to the commercial that we're playing for the Backstreet Boys tickets.
Yeah. Huh?
And it says, be caller 10 and say, I want it that way. So are we making...
I think they have to sing it.
Oh, yeah. You can't just say that.
Okay.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why. That's all I know. That's the end. Just kidding.
So we're going to make them do it is what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, okay.
And they have to put their heart into it. Otherwise, I get their ticket.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Chantel actually did say, like, anyone who, she might try to be caller 10 also. She wanted the Backstreet Boys ticket.
She doesn't technically work here anymore.
That's a good point. So
that was my question because I feel like I'm up for grabs on the Backstreet Boy tickets. I need $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
It's true.
I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't need it. So you know, I feel like I have my phone ready and I'm ready to call in.
So we got all of that happening this morning. All the hits. Mix 105.1, John Monroe and Jackson. Chantel filling in though for Monroe for the next 2 weeks. She's like your substitute teacher. She's going to be hanging
two
out.
Weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Let's get through today.
Let's get through Monday.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about Tuesday.
Hey, yeah.
Sure. We'll just see how
we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. You know that Billie Eilish Bieber song that we just played there? So it was Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, and then they redid it with Bieber.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Justin Bieber.
He's like channeling
like throughout the song.
He's channeling his inner Billie Eilish,
I think. Because I love that song. Uh-huh. I listen to it all the time.
Right.
And I was listening to it on Mix, and I was like, Justin Bieber, since when is he in this song? And I heard it, and I go, all right.
I like it.
I love it. And I love so much that it's just Billie Eilish just really wanted to meet Justin Bieber.
But I got a text from a friend saying, Justin Bieber sounds like the Kid Bop version of Bad Guy.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's that sucks because he totally does.
I wouldn't go as far to say that he ruined the song because I do love the song.
Yeah.
But
he didn't enhance it in any way.
He made it his own?
I love it.
I do too,
I'm
Jackson.
A fan.
Buddy, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All right. I really want to know what the parents in the room think about this.
Okay.
Because let me tell you, as a single person without children, I am mortified.
So I have Liam and Ella. Liam is 7. Ella is 5. Chantel, you have Boone.
Yeah, baby Boone.
How old is he?
He's I'm pretty sure a year and a half.
Almost 2.
I lost track after the year.
Right, well, I mean,
that'll happen.
After year one, it's not as Instagrammable.
Well, you know, there's those people that are like, oh, my baby is 27 months. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I've never understood
I think
that
means they're over 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's over 1, under 2, somewhere in there.
Well, a heartthrob, former heartthrob, as far as I'm concerned, Armie Hammer has a 2-year-old son named Ford who likes to suck on toes, but not his own toes, his dad's toes.
Boone will, if you have toes uncovered, not suck on them. He will bite you.
So there you go.
He will bite your big toe. Oh, and I'm like, what is happening? Shoes on, always in our house.
Parenting. It's like Shark Week, man. They just go for it.
Oh, yeah.
So Armie Hammer posted a video of his son sucking on his toes. Like
sure.
And it's not just like a cute little like baby was running around. Like this kid is like getting it.
Okay, why are you letting that happen?
Yeah, well,
I mean, I'm all
thing.
For helping the immune system grow.
Sure.
But that,
Well, he's taking the video. The kid has like the first 2 toes, like the biggest toes.
Oh my goodness.
Like all the way in his mouth. And he's videoing it. And then he says, hashtag foot fetish on fleek. And then went on to claim that it went on for 7 minutes.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So after all this, he starts getting all this hate on Instagram.
Like, 100%.
You cannot be doing this. By the way, if
also,
you want to see the
habit.
Video, it's up at mix1051utah.com.
Oh, is it now?
I went and found it.
Oh, good.
So Armie Hammer's wife, her name is Elizabeth. She came out and said that it was actually closer to 5 seconds than 7 minutes. He was exaggerating, which, that's fair.
Yeah.
And that Ford's fondness for toes and for feet in general is a running joke in their family. So I guess this one kid is just really into feet.
Huh.
Which is, again.
That is. I feel like, you know, as a parent, it's your job to guide your children and teach them good habits.
Uh-huh.
And if Boone went for, like, a toe-sucking thing, I would, nah. Mm-mm.
So your son biting toes, you're fine
no,
with.
No, I go, I do not allow the biting of toes.
The biting of toes
and I
also.
Tell people, I'm like, if like he starts walking towards them and I see that their foot is out, I'm like, hide your foot.
Oh my God.
I hear when you go over to Chantel's house, you actually have to do like the stingray shuffle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you
yeah.
just keep your feet moving at all times.
Yes, because you never know. It's right. just like a little piranha.
I hear when you go to Chantel's house, you actually have to lock your feet in a locking concrete box.
Really? Oh,
makes it hard to get around, but
honestly,
feet are safe from Boone.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do what you gotta do for safety.
I had a friend whose dog enjoyed cleaning between the toes.
My dog does that!
Okay, Chantel's got a weird house.
Yeah.
This is what we're learning about.
No bare feet in that house.
If your baby likes to suck your toes, I'm like, ah. But if your dog likes to lick your toes, it's okay.
No, it's a
dog.
Not.
It's a dog.
My dog likes to lick the back of my knee. He doesn't talk to me very often. Like, he's kind of always in the corner doing his own thing.
Yeah.
It's, again, my dog's like living with a ghost. So he'll hang out in the corner of the house. But then every now and then, I just get like a ghost lick on the back of my knee, and he's gone. He's out of there again.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's a fun game that's that
amazing.
He invented.
That's amazing.
And I don't like it then either.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, who knew? Anyway. So most people online think that he shouldn't have posted it.
Yeah.
But it's not all that weird because kids are weird. They just do things like
post
that.
Post away.
Yeah.
A lot of parents think people are overreacting and it's just part of being a parent. Like, that's normal parent life. Kids are gross.
They do the weirdest things.
They do. They're kids.
And then you have to, that's mine. That one's mine.
You know, I posted once when I was doing mornings and we had Liam and Ella was just born. And I got a text from...
You were trying to breastfeed?
I was trying to, yes. I wanted to know what it felt like.
I know you did.
Thoughts?
Amazing. And my wife had texted me, like, kind of like tongue-in-cheek, like, I need you to come home. Like, your son just tackled our newborn baby. Like, Liam just was trying to, like, give a hug.
Oh.
But I, like, screenshotted and I put it up on social media. Like, I got to leave the show. I got to go home. And people were, like, telling me how bad of a parent I was or my wife was. And it became, like, this whole thing on social media.
Oh.
And I was like,
people are mean.
People, like, they just want to, they want to tell you how
they
bad
want to get
it.
In the
and it's like, I dare you to tell me that your horse dog never bulldozed your baby.
Right, exactly.
Meanwhile, their kids are like covered in filth.
Yeah.
Like, they're, listen, nobody knows how to do this, all right?
Yeah.
No.
We're all just making it up.
Yes.
You brought home an 8-pound larva from the hospital, and it's your job to keep it alive for at least the next 18 years.
That's
all
goal.
You got to do. Just keep it alive.
Yeah.
It Chapter 2, which I've never been more excited for a movie, I don't think. Yeah. It looks so good. Is going to be almost twice as long as your average horror movie. Average horror movie is just a little over like an hour and a half usually.
Yeah.
It will be 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's too long.
I agree.
That's too long.
Which is just 17 minutes shorter than Avengers Endgame.
Stop.
But they've done a lot of testing with it because they're like, we can't make a 3-hour horror movie. Like, you can't do that.
No.
And so the directors have been doing a lot of testing, and so the studio can pull the audience and kind of see how they feel about it. No one's complained. They say that it is so enthralling, it'll keep you through the entire
thing. That's because I haven't seen it yet. I'll complain about it.
Hi, send it over here. If you wanted to send a rough cut over to 50 West Broadway, attention Broadway media, Jackson Carter, that would be great. I wouldn't complain about it.
I can't handle 3 hours of it being at a 10. You know
the
what I mean?
The only movie that deserves to be 3 hours is The Titanic.
Thank you. I was about to say
the
that.
The only movie. And it also 2 VHSs. Yeah.
Unless Celine Dion comes on halfway through it and sings My Heart Will Go On, it's
100%.
Not going to be worth it. No. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. What we do on Mondays, Chantel, is actually we like to look back at some of the crazy stories that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
We tell them to you, and we call it, Hey, Dummy! So I'll show you how it's done. This is how it goes.
Okay.
The New York Daily News claims a mother from Manchester, Kentucky, was recently arrested after her son took part in the Hot Water Internet Challenge. Are you guys familiar with the Hot Water Internet Challenge?
There's always a new challenge that I'm never going to do.
There honestly is, and I've given up.
Oh, this is a genius one. It would be where you pour boiling water onto another person and you videotape it for the internet.
That can result in some serious injuries.
You're exactly right.
Oh my gosh.
So her 11-year-old poured boiling water on his friend during a sleepover.
Oh no.
And you're saying, well, why was Angela charged and arrested? Well, she did not immediately bring the victim to a doctor. No, it took
another... She tried to fix it herself?
She was like, let's play this out. Let's see what happens.
Play it by ear.
Look,
You did not mess with burns.
You just wait a second. You just let it kind of calm down for a second.
Yeah.
Maybe put some.
Kids always make a bigger deal about it than it actually is.
Yeah. Little tea tree oil does wonders.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So they never got the video posted online. And yes, she has been arrested. And yes, because of that, we say to her,
hey, dummy!
All right, Chantel, what do you got?
All right. The police of Longmont, Colorado pulled over a truck driver last Monday because of his creative solution to a busted taillight. Instead of replacing the light with another red light, which,
sure, that's,
you know,
what you do.
That's what you would do, he duct taped a bottle of red Gatorade that I assume was rolling around on the floor, and he went, oh, this'll do.
Uh-huh. That's red.
This is red. The cops wound up just not giving him a ticket because he promised that he would replace the Gatorade with a real red light later that day. When does that ever happen? When do you get away with something like that?
He got a pass on having a red Gatorade bottle.
I bet honorable mention for creative solutions? I'm not sure.
I'm on this guy's side.
Don't even.
Have you seen my car? It is held together with nothing but duct tape and prayers. Like, it is a mess. This is exactly the sort of thing that I would do. You'd be no like, question.
I got to fix this somehow.
Yep. I would see this guy driving down the road and be like, what a dummy.
I would just stay away because he doesn't care about his car.
Yeah. That's what happens when I'm driving down the road and I see a car like Jackson's.
Yes.
I'm like, go to the other side of I-15.
Oh, I wait. I wait for some. Here's the thing. Whenever I merge or something and I have the right of way, but I see some jerk like beside me who's trying to edge in or something, I'm always like, come at me, bro. I got nothing to lose.
I got full coverage.
I got full coverage and gap. So I don't even care if you're insured. Oh. I'm covered forever.
This is horrible. Oh, no.
All right, so for putting a red Gatorade bottle as a taillight, we say to him,
hey, dummy! My story comes to us from international waters.
Oh.
Now, there's a lot to be worried about on a cruise ship.
Pirates.
Yeah, pirates.
Pirates.
Sure.
Hurricanes. I don't know.
Hurricanes, pooping in buckets because, you know, nothing works on the ship.
That happens.
Getting overturned. I can't go on a cruise. I would be too much anxiety, too much.
A rogue wave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to mention, you know, all the people smuggling.
Sure.
So, not a big fan of cruise ships, but now I have a new thing to be terrified because a massive brawl broke out on a cruise ship departing from Norway. Three men and three women were assaulted during the fight, which started when one of the passengers dressed as a clown.
What?
I'm sorry.
Why would you do that?
I don't know who did it, guy or gal, but clowns are gender androgynous as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
Their gender is terrifying. So, dressed up as a clown, the other passengers were super upset about this. Apparently, someone's got a little colorophobia.
Uh-huh.
And started hitting the clown with furniture and plates.
Gosh. I feel like that was an overreaction.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
Right?
Yeah. You're on a cruise.
Yeah.
Just relax.
Chill out. Yeah, go play shuffleboard or something.
It's a big ship. It's not like a speedboat.
If I know anything about cruise ships, there's a steel drum band somewhere.
Yeah.
Just go find that.
And a water slide.
And a water slide.
And like a drink out of a coconut.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in Norway, so it's probably just a lot of canned fish.
It's terrible.
But still, that's what they eat, man. I don't know what you want from me. So they started throwing furniture and plates at each other before the fight was finally broken up by the crew. Two people were arrested when the cruise ship docked. So
it was a big enough fight.
Oh, yeah.
That they had to arrest people
and dock the ship.
Held in what? Cruise ship jail?
Yeah. Down in the brig.
And there's no standard for care in a it's international waters, baby. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
That they locked them up in the stockades. As a matter of fact, everyone got to come by and hit them with some buffet food.
Now that's a cruise ship I want to be a
like
part
of. Great time. All right, so for throwing a chair at a clown and for dressing up like a clown, I don't think there's a single innocent person in this whole story. Mm-hmm. We're going to call them all. Hey, dummy!
We're teaming up with Metro by T-Mobile to help your kids get back to school with a brand new backpack, fully loaded with tons of back-to-school supplies. So we're going to be giving away 100 backpacks at each location. Just go to our website, mix1051utah.com. It'll tell you all the different places we are broadcasting at with Metro by T-Mobile. Now, the giveaway is only open to children ages 4 to 17, and they do have to be present. We don't want, like, just someone to show up there. Yeah. And take a bunch of backpacks.
Some perv that wants a My Little Pony backpack. Sure. Get out of here.
Sure.
You have a job. You make your own money. They're $4.
Right, exactly. Again, mix one up. I don't know if we need to call him a perv, but
that's aggressive.
Yeah, right.
A grown man going after a My Little Pony backpack, and you're telling me that's not pervy?
No, you should definitely save it for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. That voice you hear is Chantel. Chantel's filling in. Monroe is out to the Betty Ford Center for the next few weeks, and she'll be back soon enough.
You know what, though? Her family's done a convincing job of taking photos in, quote, Hawaii.
I can tell a green screen when I mean, seriously.
Thank you.
I'm all familiar
they're
with Photoshop.
They're holding big, exaggerated coconuts. Exactly. Like, they're actually there.
It looks like a prop if you've ever seen
one. Rehab.
Guys, that's mean.
Oh, man.
No. You got to join in.
Yeah, lean in.
There's photos up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah, actually, of the first few days of her vacation. You know, we've been trying to run into Post Malone since he moved here. Like, everyone
well,
has.
Monroe has.
That's true. Like, everyone has a Post Malone story, though. Have you noticed that, Chantel, in your circle? Like, it seems like everyone has, like, oh, I was over at Vivint, or, oh, I was just getting nachos, and the next thing you know,
I was at Target. Post Malone.
Did you guys know he lives
candles.
Here? Like, people tell me that all the time.
I know.
I'm like,
yes.
I am aware.
We're aware.
I just got another text. I accidentally ran into Post Malone taking a random drive in Cottonwood Heights.
Accidentally.
My husband
randomly.
And I, right, just driving around. Where is he? We'll find him.
I'm going to find that house. I'm going to find that house.
My husband and I love to go on drives admiring the nice houses, and he drove past us and waved.
What? So, a nice guy.
Imagine just like driving by and be like, ah.
I like to imagine he gets himself a convertible and then sits on it like he's the Grand Marshal of a parade and just waves to people as he drives down the street.
I like to think that it's someone who looks like him that goes, oh yeah, I'm gonna get so many people today.
Listen, there could be someone who looks like Ariana Grande. There could be someone who looks like Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of time and effort if you want to look like Post Malone.
Hey, if you look like Shawn Mendes, shoot me a text at 844-649-1051 more. We'll work something out.
Right, exactly. We're going to give you the keyword for your chance at $1,000 in 3 minutes. But first, I thought we'd play the Desert Island game.
Desert Island!
Desert Island is where you come up with like a topic. So we're going to do TV shows. And then you have to pick what you'd bring with you to the desert island. So we're going to do your top three favorite TV shows. Now, there was an argument off air.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Is it one season of a TV show, or do I get the whole series? Because I feel like this is not fair if I just get one season.
No, for sure the whole series.
See, now I feel like it's a season because, I mean, you probably didn't have time as the ship was going down to save all of the DVDs or VHSs.
Oh, like I don't carry them in one locking box?
So you think they're all going to be together easily to grab as the water's creeping up?
I went through, I glued some those little water weenies to them.
Sure.
So that it floats. That way, no matter what, I have my suitcase full of DVDs.
Okay, so we're going to go with...
Series
for both of you?
Yeah.
Two against one, man. Sorry
about
it. All
right, fine. So it's the top three. So this is what you'd bring with you if the ship was going down. You're able to grab your favorite of the DVDs or VHSs of your shows. And you get to the island and you're like, well, I'm stuck on an island. But the good thing is I have these shows that I get to watch. Okay. And you could text us at 844-649-1051. All right, Jackson, so what are your three?
Well, I am a person who watches a lot of television. I love TV.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing. This is very hard for me. It's like choosing one of my favorite children.
Sure.
So, real Sophie's choice here. So, the first one I'm going to go with is my favorite just turn on and leave in the background show, Bob's Burgers. Linda Belcher, I truly believe this. Linda Belcher is probably one of the greatest television characters of all time.
You say that. I just don't believe it.
It's
a good show.
Burgers.
I've seen a lot of that show.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's good.
It's so fun.
Let me tell you, if we were both around the same island, I would not be feuding with your group.
You'd be like,
I would
oh,
not be attacking,
you know
stealing
stay over
yeah,
there.
Bob's Burgers from you.
Great.
So that'd be fine.
Great.
Yeah.
Please, like, John could ever attack me. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? No way. John also thinks he could fight Shawn Mendes.
I could,
so
I could
that.
Whoop Shawn Mendes' butt.
All right. The second one, obviously, another easy one. Just have it on in the background all the time. The Office.
Sure.
Every single episode.
I'm going to be honest. Never seen it. I mean, I've seen it, but I didn't watch it.
You need to go home right now.
Yeah.
No, get out of here.
It's too much.
It's not too much.
No, like everyone loved it, and then they were like all talked about it, and I was like, I can't even start this. So
she can't watch it. Too many people like it.
I was too busy with one of my favorite shows at the time that The Office was airing, but I'll wait.
Okay, all right. And then my last one. I don't watch a lot of shows like weekly. I don't keep up on a whole lot. But every single year, right around Halloween, I binge watch every season of American Horror Story, and then I watch the new season as it comes out every week.
Wait, you would really pick something like American Horror Story as one of your...
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Absolutely. Oh, American Horror Story. Because here's the thing. It's an anthology, so every season's different.
Yeah.
It's basically like you get 10 different like long-form movies. It is such a great show. Plus, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to celebrate Halloween on the island? I'm going to start carving my coconuts like little jack-o'-lanterns. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have American Horror Story on in the background.
I feel like any kind of drama choice is a poor choice on an island because you can only watch dramas once, maybe twice. Like after that.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Am I?
Because I've seen the first season of American Horror Story at least 6 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Plus, I have 2 comedies as a backup.
Some outrage over Jackson's picks for Desert Island top 3 TV shows. A lot of people not knowing what to believe in anymore since Golden Girls was not one of your choices for the shows you would bring on to a desert island.
Listen, yeah. I you know how much I love the Golden Girls. Everyone knows how much I love the Golden Girls. And Friends, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And they were definitely
wearing a Friends t-shirt.
Yes, yes.
Sure am. They're both definitely contenders, but ultimately I had to go with what was the problem is that The Office is kind of just mind candy. It's just so easy to just keep on in the background.
Right.
And that's really what I wanted. I wanted shows that were just easy to keep on in the background, except for American Horror Story, because what was I supposed to do for Halloween?
You got
to
celebrate somehow on the island.
Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm going to go. I have all the island squirrels trick-or-treating. As I watch American Horror Story, I'm like, here's an acorn. Get out of here.
It's quite the island life you're
going to
have.
I'm excited.
Monroe's out for the next 10 days. She's in Kauai, so Chantel's filling in. All right, Chantel, Desert Island, top 3 TV shows. Who do you got?
All right, so I feel like this is an obvious, and I really thought I was going to have to pick a different one because of the t-shirt
that
Jackson is wearing, but obviously Friends.
Friends,
obviously.
That's a good one.
Friends got cut out of my list, but it was right there. And I went back and forth on it.
If I don't get the whole series, I'll take everything but the last season.
Thank you. Ross and Rachel should have never ended up together.
Rachel was supposed to end up with Joey.
Yes.
And in my mind, they ended up together. And by the way, spoiler. Do we have to
If you haven't watched it by now.
It's been 20 years. You've had 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Pivot.
It's like you can't move without saying that. So anyways, Friends, I feel like, is just iconic.
Okay.
Obviously, I like to dream. I've got to have my Hannah Montana. I have to have Disney Channel's original hit series, Hannah Montana, with one Miley Cyrus.
It is the golden age of television. There has never been so many shows and channels.
There's never been a show better.
Oh,
there has
TV.
Never been a show better than the revival of Billy Ray Cyrus. So good. So good.
Is he on like his fourth revival now with Old Town Road?
Honestly, that song.
They just keep breathing life into his corpse.
They really do.
Seriously. And then third is one of the most underrated shows on television that actually last season.
Mm-hmm.
Jane the Virgin. One of the greatest shows that never got what it deserved.
Can I just tell you that I walk around this office and I try to talk to Jane the Virgin with anybody here.
I used to.
No one watches it.
I used to, because we once got a whole bunch of free stuff for this new hit show coming out, Jane the Virgin. And we're like, that is a terrible name.
It's a bad name.
That
I remember we talked about
show
it.
Yeah. is going to tank based on the name alone. And one night I was up and I'm like, I have nothing to do. I'm going to watch this Jane the Virgin show. Oh,
so good.
My gosh.
It's so good.
Greatest show of all time.
English telenovela.
So good.
That's all
yeah,
it is.
It's so good.
I haven't seen it. I don't know
Go
what you guys want from
it.
Me.
You would love Rogelio.
Oh, the drama, the suspense. Every episode is just, there's so much happening and it toys with your emotions.
We're playing Desert Island. So these are the TV shows that you'd bring with you. The ship's going down, but you just happen to have these on DVD and a TV with unlimited electricity. Go with it.
Well, yeah, I got my squirrels running the electricity.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like a hamster wheel?
A little hamster wheel.
Look, I saw Gilligan's Island. I know
we
how it's
know.
Done. Yeah. Here's a text saying Survivor Man.
Yeah, because you could learn tips and tricks.
It's a good idea.
Is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Half the time, from what I understand, Survivor Man doesn't know what he's doing.
And so. I'll be honest with you. I watch Survivor Man, and I go, I'd rather die.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh, good, we have bear scat. This will keep us alive. I'm like, nope.
No.
I'll just lean in.
Here's what you do. You cut open a deer, you crawl in it. No!
Right, no,
absolutely
no.
not!
It's terrible.
I'll freeze to death.
I'll let
no,
winter
thank you.
Take my body.
Yeah.
Top Gear and Family Guy.
Oh, Top Gear's good, but why would, I mean,
it's not gonna
there's
help
no
you on
cars
an island.
Yeah. on the island.
Downton Abbey and Friends.
Friends.
I never watched Downton Abbey.
Neither
I missed
I.
that.
To me, it just sounds like a snooze.
Do you hear that our churros is over here today for crumpets? And they go, oh, yes, crumpets. And then they just sit there for the next 20 minutes and eat, is my understanding of how it
But
goes.
Everyone loved it that watched it. So,
everyone loved it.
And I love Jane the Virgin, so maybe I should give
Downton Abbey a chance.
Yeah, maybe.
Derek is very close to me. He goes, my three, not in any order, The Office, The Simpsons, and Psych. 2 out of 3 is not bad, Derek. I don't know why Psych would be on that list.
The Simpsons is fantastic.
Yeah, so mine, Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
So
100%. If you didn't say Simpsons, I was going to question everything about our relationship.
Listen, I don't like the new stuff. I haven't liked it in about 5 years. I still force myself to watch it because I feel like I put in the time. Mm-hmm. I might as well see it through to the end at this point. So The Simpsons,
yeah.
The Office, because much like you, Jackson, it's just...
So easy to watch.
That's usually, if I'm like on a treadmill or like walking the dog, like I usually have The Office just playing because I don't...
If you're on an island, like, what else are you doing? Like, I would want to watch a show that's entertaining, like Hannah Montana.
No, obviously, I'm climbing for coconuts. I'm building a raft. I'm very busy.
Training squirrels?
No one's training squirrels.
How are you going to power your TV?
And then my third would be Arrested Development.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah. Never
that's
gets
a good,
old.
Well... That's a good pick until season 4.
the
first three are so solid.
This text says Parks and Rec, Grey's Anatomy, and Star Trek Voyager. We just recently bailed on Grey's Anatomy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing with Grey's Anatomy is that you'll have an episode every single day until the day you die because
That's
it's
true.
Been on for 4 million years.
Guys, you're forgetting about Naked and Afraid.
Nope. I'm not forgetting about it. I just don't care.
It's fine. A Different World. Friends and Downton Abbey.
Again?
Gotta watch Downton Abbey.
Downton
Dang.
Abbey, by far, out of all of them.
Isn't Maggie Smith in Downton Abbey?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
She is. Yes.
I could get on board with that then because I love Maggie Smith.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because I would want to laugh and lighten the mood.
That is a great show.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you want comedies because you're stuck on an island.
Mm-hmm.
You want to forget for a second that you're there.
But how many times can you listen to the same joke? I mean, John can a lot.
I mean, he's been watching The Simpsons for, you know, 50 years.
Have you met me?
If John could listen to the same joke as many times as he tells the same joke, then he'll be just fine.
He will.
The Office, One Tree Hill, and Friday Night Lights.
Hey, that's not bad.
Okay, so they like some, you know, the dramatic teenage drama.
I could get into those, though. You know what also I could put on mine? The OC. Mm. I have watched The OC. More times through than I care to admit.
That's fair. Yeah. I'd throw in an honorable mention for Riverdale. Because every episode, it's like a new show. Every episode, they're always getting into some sort of shenanigans. That's great.
That 70s show.
Oh, yeah. That's
solid.
A great
solid.
Show.
Every season but the last.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shameless. I like Shameless.
Shameless, good.
Live PD. Is that the cops one where they...
It's cops, but it's mostly just body cam footage.
And then they have I've heard about this.
Yeah, and they have people like back, like judging what they do. And yeah.
And my favorite is that they have a bunch of spin-offs. So it's like Live PD, the ladies. So it's nothing but lady cops.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh, Live PD is actually really fun.
I'm intrigued about that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, Jackson, get to the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. All right. Well, there's a sports football guy named Jeff McNeil. He is an outfielder for the Mets. And he got to play with some puppies during the warm-up, and it turns out that Jeff McNeil loves puppies.
Aww.
So an animal shelter, I guess, did this to get attention for some of their dogs that they needed adopted. So they brought puppies out on the field during warm-ups, and Jeff McNeil couldn't warm up because he was too busy paying attention to these dogs. And he's playing with them. He, like, takes a photo with one, sends it to his wife, is like, this dog's coming home with me.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, haha, no. So then, here's the thing. He hit a 3-run homer in the third inning, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's very impressive.
That's very impressive.
Okay, cool. So everyone was all jazzed about it. He is convinced that the dog was good luck. He convinces his wife that the dog is good luck, and they adopted him.
Aww.
I gotta tell you, this puppy is cute.
So cute.
Oh my gosh.
Jeff McNeil actually got injured. He's out for a while. Last night in the game, The luck was fleeting, I would say. He took a ball right to the shin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good news. He's got a puppy to keep him company while he's laid up on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a cute dog. I can't handle it.
Anything fluffy. For a puppy.
Right.
Honestly, though. So congratulations to Jeff McNeil. I'm sorry your leg's all messed up. Season 3 of Stranger Things. I didn't watch it.
Did you
watch it? I
watched
it, yes.
Okay, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but don't ruin it, though. I know, I only have
one
more week.
Yeah, because it's still so new, like a lot of people haven't seen it.
How long do we get before I can actually...
I think like
you know
a month.
What? At this point, you can, but I'm going to ask you as a friend,
mm-hmm.
as a pal and a confidant, mm-hmm. please don't do this
to me. I watched it last out of my friend group.
Everyone dies. There you go.
Okay, cool. So, season 3 of Stranger Things. So, Jonathan Byers, who plays, who is Winona Ryder's character's son
Will?
In the show... not Will.
Jonathan,
the older brother.
Oh, the older brother. Okay.
There are a lot of scenes of him in a black room developing photos.
Yes.
And apparently, the millennials that are watching Stranger Things have no idea what he's doing.
Oh, no.
They are really struggling. They don't get the concept of a dark room.
Oh, no. So, are you kidding me?
So someone gets onto Reddit, because that's how you figure things out now.
Yeah.
Someone gets onto Reddit and says, what was that red room all about? Says, quote, he puts photos in water and somehow that makes it clearer. I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
So there were the first few answers were actually really helpful. Like they wanted to just, you know, educate the young ones.
Uh-huh.
People explained that the film had to be developed in a chemical bath and that normal light will ruin the chemical bath. So you got to keep it in the dark room until it's nice and developed.
Why is he yelling at her every time the door opens?
He really hates when you go in. He's just giving his pictures a bath.
I know.
Exactly. How else are you going to keep him nice?
He's having a moment.
Spick and span. And so these millennials were just completely, I don't even think, these are not millennials, these are Gen Yers.
Yeah, probably.
They're the younger ones.
Yeah.
Have absolutely no idea what a dark room is. And then people were just like, oh my God, I'm so old. They're like, so I saw somebody comment and they said, don't show them a VHS or a corded phone because they might die.
So I once, I did the international sign for photo. Which is where you make your fingers into like a square.
A rectangle. Mm-hmm.
And then you click.
Click, mm-hmm. Right.
With
to
the
our
finger.
Intern through a window once, and he didn't know what that meant.
You're kidding.
Because he's never seen the camera before.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
no.
What are you supposed to do? Pretend you're holding a phone and then push it with your finger?
It doesn't work. We still need to have some pantomiming that works
throughout
the generations.
It's kind of like, you know, when you tell people, like, roll down the window. Like,
right.
You don't do you don't roll down a window anymore.
Can I tell you, my work car over at my other job still has crank windows.
Really?
Oh, fantastic.
And people will walk up to the passenger side, so I gotta lean all the way over. I gotta roll the window down. I'm like, guys, this side, please. This side. Pretend this is a drive-thru. You need to come on this side to talk to me.
My first car didn't have power steering. Because it was such an old car. Let me tell you, that thing was a workout every time I tried to parallel park.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba's Twitter got hacked over the weekend.
Oh.
A lot of hacking, actually. A lot of hacking stories this weekend. But I think Instagram got hacked altogether not too long ago.
Yeah, you're really claiming that's why it was down for so long.
Oh, yeah. It was down for a whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A company like Instagram or Facebook, they were both down. They don't go down all day unless there was something really bad that happened.
It's so funny because I'm on Instagram and Facebook all day, every day. Like, if you, on your phone, you know, it can tell you how many hours a day you spend on each app. It's like an embarrassing amount.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that day, I did not go on social media at all. I completely missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But I think
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They got cyber attacked for sure. And they're just trying to keep it quiet. But Jessica Alba got hacked over the weekend. And somebody got in there and posted about a dozen super racist and super homophobic tweets from Jessica Alba's account. She got control back and like deleted everything. Yeah. It was just like, hey, remember, I'm fun.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I'm cute. I'm married to Justin Timberlake. Everything's fine.
Wait, Jessica Biel or Jessica Alba?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jessica Alba.
Okay.
I was like, wait, what?
That's my B.
I was like, Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake
Jessica
are like
Alba's
my
still very cute though.
My couple. And so I'm like, wait, they broke up?
No, that's my bad.
You just got hacked.
I did.
Yeah.
That's
my mouth
got
hacked.
Are you okay?
My brain hacked my own mouth. You guys saw it.
The mind flare over there.
See something, say something, man.
Right.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Three stories for you to pick from today for Choose the News. You got mine, I'm John, you got Jackson's, and you got Chantel, who's filling in for Monroe. And yes, we will put you into the drawing for Real Salt Lake tickets. Jackson, your story was...
Who ate my sandwich?
It's still bad.
Whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and read your headline again.
Chantel?
Delivery snatcher.
And I've got...
I thought if I said it more exciting, it would sound better, but it still is just not good.
Did not go as well
but
as planned.
It's a great story.
Mine is, don't go there. It sucks. Let's see here.
Cool.
I got my
like,
one vote.
Just because you do that.
I got my one vote.
Yeah. All right.
Chantel, you're back for the day. Oh, you got my vote.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that style of not really people excited about the content that she has.
Right.
More than they're just excited
that I'll take it.
She's here.
I'll take it.
Right.
Okay. Welcome back, Chantel. I'm loving the dresses.
Oh, thank
for those
you.
Who don't know, Chantel left to do wedding dresses. Sorry, guys, going with Chantel today.
You should be sorry. You will be sorry.
Although Jackson really went for it, his story.
He did.
Sucks.
Full sin, both of y'all.
You know what? You suck. John, not the actually the listener, too.
Well, let's just see here. The winner with 95% of the votes is. Chantel!
That's what I'm talking about. I'm so happy to be back. This is awesome. I mean, you know.
You get one day where people vote for you nice. And
it's
then
true.
After
and
that,
then tomorrow,
turn
if,
on you.
If you come back.
I wake up again.
Yes.
They'll be like, oh, okay, same old same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, making fun of me again. Anyway, have you ever had food delivered like Grubhub or DoorDash?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like I live for it. It's my favorite thing.
Ew, I love it.
We talk often about how Jackson needs to put on more clothes before Grubhub.
Yeah, so I would say a robe is not adequate.
That's too. A robe is too much clothes.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, You're coming to my home. Right. I don't have to dress up for you
They're
coming to my home.
They're doing you a service. You're already not. You're already being so lazy that you don't get off the couch to get your French fries.
You betcha.
But you have someone. It's fantastic.
Eventually, I'm just going to give them a temporary door code so that they can punch it in. Leave it in the living room so I don't have to talk to another living human being ever again.
I had a roommate that did that. Anyways, so according to a new survey, 21% of people say they believe a delivery driver has stolen some of their food at some point. And 28% of drivers admit that, yes, I have snuck a fry.
You're telling me almost one third of the drivers?
Yeah, if that's how the math works out.
That's low.
And then 54% of drivers say that they haven't, but they were tempted. And then the others just, they used their rights and decided not to speak on the subject. Mm-hmm. I 100%. Like, if I was an Uber Eats driver or Grubhub and I had McDonald's fries just sitting right next to
you
me.
You would take a fry?
100%. Yeah. I would steal a fry.
You would also?
Oh, yeah. The only way I wouldn't do it, honestly, is if it was like In-N-Out animal fries where like it would be kind of noticeable.
Sure. Yeah, right, no, right. We do
or
not.
Or it'd be too messy.
Also, but the
if it's just a fry or
spread is disgusting.
As far as I'm concerned, if it's one of the floaters at the bottom of the bag, it's up for grabs.
It honestly didn't exist in the first place. It wasn't even supposed to
it
be there.
It wasn't your fry.
It was lucky enough to it make it into the bag.
And then I would go over a bump so that more, I'm like, oh no. Yeah. More floaters.
Okay, so if you had, let's say, Chick-fil-A delivered.
Yeah. And I mean, you can tell if a waffle fry is missing because that's like a pancake.
Gone. Yes, exactly. Yeah. You'd be like, well, I get it.
No, I get it.
Really?
Because I'm also, like, if Tyler sends me out to get food and he's like, hey, go grab some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And, or let's say Taco Bell and I got the Cinna-Twist because you can't go to Taco Bell without a Cinna-Twist.
I'm with you.
I will sit there in the car and eat some of the Cinna-Twist out of one bag, but then I always make sure that I give him that bag with his meal, and I keep the full one.
You made the drive. That's your choice.
It's my tip.
Yeah. Yeah. So and as far as I'm concerned, the Uber drivers...
It's their tip.
They drove. Yeah. They made the drive. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would be upset to be like, oh, I missed out on some fries, but like, I'm understanding.
Let's do this. 10 texts right now. 10 texts says it all. A little unscientific survey. Are you cool with the food delivery driver? So we're talking like your Grubhubs, your Uber Eats, that style. Snacking on a few of your French fries while delivering your food to you.
It's not, here's the thing, it's not a matter of if you're cool with it. It's a matter of it's happening, deal with it.
No, it's like I'm not cool with somebody's sticky fingers getting in my salty fries. But I understand.
I know that it's happening.
I understand the temptation.
I want my bag sealed. I want the company to seal my bag ahead of time. I want it stapled a few times, and that way,
like I don't have a stapler in my car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to stop me? Jeez. Okay, grow up, John.
Yeah, all right,
we'll
of course
take
I have
your
that.
Text at 844-649-1051. Jackson's story and my story will be told on the podcast today. It's John Monroe and Jackson with a high today of 100. Monroe is on vacation. Chantel's filling in.
Our old buddy.
I got to tell you, it's been so sweet to see all these text messages that Jackson and I have not shared with you at all.
You haven't shared one with
me. We don't want your ego
you
to get too
big. You keep saying,
big.
Like, oh, yeah, people are excited. You
know, since we got to weed out the ones where they're like, oh, this one again.
Just recycling through, huh, guys? Yeah.
Rude. John scared off another co-host.
I scared one off, but an old one came back, so in a way.
Yeah. We're breaking even here.
Your odds are in your favor now.
Circle of life, my friends. we were asking you if you'd be cool with like the food delivery person eating French fries. I'd say about 99% of the texts said, no, it's not cool. That's
it's not
their
cool,
job.
But I get it.
That's where I am, too. I don't think it's a great thing, but I understand that when I'm ordering Uber Eats, anytime my food changes hands, there's a great chance that something like some cooties are getting in there.
So you've accepted it, is what you're saying.
I'm fine with it.
And basically what I'm saying is I promise I will never sign up for Uber Eats or Grubhub because I have zero self-control.
Right.
I will eat the fries.
I will not make a promise like that.
Hey, Jackson, I got to ask a question because we posted our four photos from the weekend. They're up now on our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah. And there's one of you with...
I almost died.
Okay.
I was almost murdered.
I don't think that's what... You had like a few bug bites on you.
It was not bug bites, pal. It was...
A couple mosquito bites?
No. I was helping a friend move. And by a friend, I mean my new roommate. She moved into my house.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
But I was at her old place, and I did the nice, the courteous thing. As I was on my way out of the house, she's like, will you take just like a bag of trash with you? So I grabbed like all the trash, took it downstairs to the dumpster, opened it up, started throwing it away. Well, somebody had thrown away a wasp's nest into the dumpster, and they started attacking because they were already riled up because
they
got
with a vengeance.
And I didn't notice they were there until one smacked me in the eye. I'm like, ah, what is that? And then I look over and I've got three bee stings or three wasp stings on my arm. And then I'm just getting swarmed. So I leave all the trash next to the dumpster and I ran away.
Dude, are you kidding me?
No. Fear.
I got swarmed.
No.
I got my girl.
No. Yeah.
You got my girl. He needs his glasses. He needs his glasses.
You guys have no soul. That movie is terrible. It's so sad.
So sad. Chantel, have you ever been stung?
No. Because never.
That's wild.
I have made a valiant effort to never get myself in a situation where something like that could happen. I never offer to take out the trash.
I don't go outside. She's not helpful. I do. I'm in a full beekeeper's
house. No, 100. Like, I'm at a family barbecue yesterday, right? And there's like a wasp flying around, and my dad was like, we need to keep an eye on that wasp because we need to know where it's going so I can find the nest. And I was like, I got it. And I just watch. And I watch.
What's your game, man?
As soon as I see a bee, it's laser focus, and I do not take my eye off of it. And it has helped me for 27 years.
Let me tell you what I tell my kids. You know, they're more scared of you than you are of them.
That is not true.
No, not true. That's what everyone's. They're not going to do it because they know if they sting you, they'll die. And I'm like, they don't know that. It's a bug.
Bees know. Bees are cool. Bees are fine. They pollinate everything. You generally leave people alone. Mm-hmm. Hornets and wasps,
they're angry.
Were sent from the devil.
What is
their
purpose?
From the bowels of hell to come.
They have no purpose.
I mean, I'm sure there's something that they do that's important, but I don't care because they're mean.
They are mean.
The sex says, one magical Utah summer, my cousins and I decided to take on the bee menaces armed with nothing but towels. We went on our quest to destroy the neighborhood bush of bees.
Like they were like, with the towel?
I think so. Now the onslaught started strong. Towels were flipped mightily. Mm-hmm. Then the tides turned. Retreat, cried the cousins, and stings were had by all.
There's strength in numbers, man. They way outnumber you like 1,000 to 1.
Yeah. Is that a children's novel?
I know, the way it was written.
Yeah, that was really nice.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, you should get a publishing deal.
My son was 3 years old when he was looking at some flowers and saw a bee on one of them. He said, look, Mom, it's so cute. Then proceeded to kiss the bee. It happened so fast I couldn't stop him. So yeah, he got stung in a fat lip.
No, that's bad parenting. You're from the beginning. I've already started training Boone. Bees
to fear?
Are bad.
Stop
run.
Bees
run.
Are bad. If you see anything that's flying and potentially just flying in general, I don't even care if it's a fly, you just run because you would safe than sorry.
When Liam was 3, we were in the backyard of our house, and all of a sudden he just started screaming really loud. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it's biting me! And he got on the ground. He's this 3-year-old, and he's like screaming, and he's like writhing. And so we run over there, and Jen and I take off. He was like wearing sweats at the time, and these 3 wasps somehow got their way into his sweats.
Oh,
and then they freaked out, and they just bit up his leg. I felt, oh my gosh, and you were just helpless trying to do something. This poor guy.
I've had people try to convince me that, bee sting, it doesn't hurt that bad. And I'm like, sure. Sure.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
I'd rather not know what it feels like.
All right, we want to hear your bee sting, wasp, hornet. We want to hear your sting stories. Go ahead and text us them right now. All right, we're talking right now about bee stings, wasp stings, hornets. When did you battle the hornet nest? Jackson just got stung a bunch of times yesterday. Chantel, who's in for Monroe, has never, ever been stung, which seems like impossible.
Granted, I went like...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. With daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
probably 20 years without getting stung.
Well, and people are always like, how have you done that? And I'm like, talent.
Yeah. It's called risk minimization. Yeah. Thank you.
Like, it doesn't come without a lot of effort.
Until Friday, I hadn't been stung. I had been bitten by a tarantula more recently than I had been stung by a bee.
Well, like, I feel like you put yourself in those kind of situations.
That's fair. Yes. That's really fair.
That's like when you got bit by the bird. That was on you.
Yeah.
That was
not That's
the bird.
Not on me.
That was on you.
Look, it's almost done recovering.
Finally. This text says, I literally just got stung by a bee yesterday for the first time in 10 years. We were visiting the grave of a friend, and while I was there, I got stung and started swearing, and there were other people at other gravesites.
Oh, no.
That could go poorly.
Or it could have gone super awesome. Because let me tell you, if I'm burying a loved one, and I'm all bummed out, but I see someone get hurt.
Might change things
day
around.
Day better, okay. Instantly.
Yellow Jackets built a large nest in the wall of my childhood bedroom.
What?
Biggest nightmare.
They would find their way through the wall and sting me nearly every day for an entire summer.
Ah! Biggest nightmare ever. It's
I
like
would
a boogeyman.
Like definitely after the first night, be like, there's something in my room. I'm sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't take me 3 months.
Imagine being the parents, like, stop messing around. Get back in the bedroom.
Yeah, get in your bro-
stop it. Go back to bed.
Jeez. Just covered in bee stings all the time.
Yeah.
Hornet stings.
By the end of summer, I hated bees, but felt almost no pain when stung. I could grab bees' nests barehanded and smash them with no fear. That's how many times this person got stung, where they could just walk around without anything.
That's not a tolerance I'd be proud to, like, be like, you know, one of my special skills, I don't feel bee stings.
How about this? I play football, and at the end of our season barbecue, I was talking to the manager. A bee flew towards him, and he slapped it straight into my mouth.
Set spike!
I never liked you anyway.
Yeah.
Without realizing, I closed my mouth and got stung on the tongue. Genuinely one of the worst
Did your tongue swell up?
Oh,
then
for
you,
sure.
You talk like this. Here's another mouth one. Last summer, I woke in the night and had a swig from the glass of water I always take to bed with me. Always a fear of mine because you have standing water.
Absolutely not. It's contaminated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt something sharp in my gum, just like when a dentist sticks the needle in.
Nope.
I felt something in my mouth and spat it out. The pain in my gum spread to my tongue and my teeth. It felt like I was biting down on sharp thorns.
Hey, like, stop. Just spit it out.
No, you really were kind of like,
let me evaluate this situation. I wonder what I have severe pain, but I'm going to keep going so I can understand what's happening.
Well, it's like a fine wine tasting. You can't just drink it. You got to swish it around for a while. God. Really let the flavors open up.
No, that's so bad. That's why every night, and Tyler makes fun of me, but I won't have, like, if I have a glass of water from the night before, that's contaminated. No good.
I get
a new one, but I always water bottle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No open glasses.
Get a lid.
Because when you wake up, it's like dust.
Yeah.
In my water. And, melted
ice. It tastes old.
And then it, like, sweats on the nice.
I'm not
going to
get into
stand.
The argument about water with the two of you, but you're both very wrong.
I am neurotic. I'll tell you about my water neuroses in the podcast.
Okay, we'll talk water. We'll go back to sting stories right now. Last week, while mowing the lawn, a wasp attacked my ear, got stung, said some choice words, found the nest, sprayed it with wasp killer. So you won.
I'm gonna come back for your whole family.
I feel like a lot of
I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna tie you up to a string. I'm gonna kill your whole family and make you watch. I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, all of these people have said with their story, I said some choice words. Justified.
I think
we
That's
know
fine.
If you get stung by bee or wasp. We just know.
We assume.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I saw a pile of leaves, and I wanted to jump in it like they do in movies.
Oh, no.
It doesn't work that well.
I ran, I jumped in, and I was laying in there for 10 seconds before something, a wasp, started stinging me.
Mm-hmm.
First time and last time I ever played near leaves.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Don't go outside. It's horrible.
Yeah,
out
never.
There.
Just don't find yourself in.
It's hot, and there are hornets everywhere.
Yeah, and if not hornets or bees, there's going to be a spider or fire
Snakes.
Ants or.
This
something.
Is not the lesson we want to give people as we're driving around this morning.
I want you to take away from this agoraphobia. Just stay in your house,
kids. The world is just a very scary place.
Here's the thing: if we all just agree to be cool and just work from home, then I can work from home.
Right. Exactly.
I can get a microphone in my house. How hard would that? happy.
Today, Monroe is out. She's actually going to be gone until next week. So Chantel was nice enough over the weekend. I reached out to her. She's like, yeah, I'll wake up early and leave the family and the wedding dress business for a day and come hang out. So she's in here.
I'm having a great time.
And you have not hit the wall yet.
No.
Which is surprising.
I ate an apple on the way in.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I know.
Calm
and
down,
I really think
people.
That it's helping.
That apple. That's
yeah.
That's,
an apple a day.
That'll get you. See, Jackson, you didn't need to go back for the second cup of coffee. You just needed an apple.
Don't you dare
tell
me.
I haven't even had my Starbucks yet today because they don't open before the show starts.
Don't you worry yourself with what's in my cup, okay?
Fine.
I'm
playing you off. Don't you sip your tea at me. All right, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All right, Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner. I don't want to say it. It's the saddest thing in the whole world.
I saw this story, and it really does break your heart.
So the incident happened last Wednesday. They had a dog named Waldo. He was an Alaskan Klee Kai, which, if you haven't seen, they look kind of like small huskies. They are just, they're so cute. And I didn't know this breed existed until this story, but now it's all I can think about is how cute these dogs are. Unfortunately, Waldo was out on a walk with Joe and Sophie's dog walker. Mm-hmm. Dog walker took him out, and a pedestrian that was near the street kind of spooked him, and he slipped the dog walker, ran out into the street, and got hit by a car.
No.
Yeah.
It's just the worst story. It's just the worst.
Does the dog walker lose some business?
That was my, like, does she get, I hope not, get fired? But it's like not her fault. It's just a really bad situation.
It's just a crappy accident. Like, that's what the reps for both of them came out and kind of said, like, they're heartbroken about it. Waldo was kind of their kid.
Yeah.
And it's really, really sad. But they acknowledge that, like, it's a freak accident.
Just happened.
Yeah, unless they have another dog, then yes, she would lose some business from this.
Yeah, do you take the other dog back there, or do you find a new dog walker at that point?
We hop on Rover.
I told you, we had Rover, and they lost our dog for a couple hours.
What? You know, I signed up for Rover because I was like, oh, I'd love to have somebody come walk my dogs every day because I bring them up to work.
Yeah.
And it's like $20-$30.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, absolutely not. Nope, you guys can just get fat. You can sit there.
Just overfeed them, and then they don't want to walk.
I hear Chantel actually drugs her dogs every day. She gets them melatonin, little tired teddies.
Wait, who told you? It's prescribed.
Messed up. So one of the creators behind the Blair Witch Project said that he wants to make a series of movies based off of the Blair Witch Project.
No.
Kind of in the same vein as, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it'll all kind of take place in the same space.
Is he going to kind of make it like, you know, the new Sabrina? Where it's like...
Oh, Sabrina. Because
if it's a series like that, then I'd watch
that
it.
That series is solid.
I want to get to know the witch. Yeah, show me the witch. Mm-hmm. I don't want to... I can't sit there and watch any more selfie footage of people's noses dripping. I'm not about it.
No, but if it's like... You know, like the Sabrina.
Like a storyline of more like the evil side of it.
I can see it.
I'd be down for that. And apparently, so he was talking to this entertainment blog and he said, we wrote a bunch of different ideas and we pitched them all to Lionsgate. We even wrote a sequel script just for whatever reason. It didn't spark with the studio. They went in a different direction. Because if you remember, they did do a Blair Witch Project 2.
Curse of the Blair Witch.
And then, and then in 2016, they did a Blair Witch remake, which was not well received.
I just feel like it's a one and done. It was fascinating. It had a shaky camera that was at the time new. Then everyone started doing it.
Yeah.
The only creepy part was when everyone was staring at the walls.
Yeah.
And like that was that.
It's fine. It was groundbreaking for its time, but like most things that are groundbreaking for their time, you go back and watch, you're like, oh.
Give me another Annabelle.
Yeah. No. You've got to stop.
Give me 100th Annabelle. That's fine. Every year.
No.
Saw 49.
Okay, you're done.
Saw 49.
Court TV. Remember, Court TV is coming back.
That's right.
Nice.
So jazzed.
Yeah.
By the way, this is not anything to do with this story, but is anybody else watching The Murder of Lacey Peterson on Annie?
No.
Remember how I came in after I listened to that podcast and I was like, oh, Scott Peterson might not have done it.
Yes.
Well, A&E did like a 10-part series about how Scott Peterson probably didn't do it. And it is damning.
Oh, wait, as he's guilty?
Or no.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's crazy. It's so good. And every time I see Nancy Grace's smug face, I want to hit her.
Hold on. What is it called? I got
The Murder of Lacey Peterson.
The Murder. Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Back to this. I only brought it up because Court TV, like, that was really the first case that Court TV really followed hard.
Yeah.
And, like, they were inside the courtroom. They were actually, like, broadcasting the trial live. It was nuts. Anyway, but it was really good. So Court TV has a new 37-part docuseries on the way.
Holy cow.
Which will look back at the O.J. Simpson double murder trial. That's right, 37 parts.
That's too many.
Yeah.
You know, like the Making a Murderer with Stephen Avery and the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's too many. Like, I got, I think, let's say there were 10 episodes. I got to, like, 7, and I'm like, I'm so close, but I can't finish. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. The working title is He Did It, He Did It, He Absolutely Did It. That's my working title for it. He did it. He did it. OJ killed that woman and her boyfriend.
I think we have to say allegedly.
Nope.
I don't think we can just say that.
Hi, OJ Simpson. You did it?
No.
Come at me, bro.
He's on Twitter.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'll hide all of his gloves. What are you supposed to do then? What's he supposed to do then? Kobe Bryant is now writing books and plans on releasing 2 in the next year. One about a young female tennis prodigy who saves a magical kingdom. The second book is about 2 kids who become best friends despite being opposites.
He won an Academy Award.
He
produced some...
Love Basketball. It was a short animated film.
Yeah.
Listen, pal...
Both of those storylines just do not get me excited at all.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
Okay.
I just feel like Kobe Bryant... He's really trying to lay low after his allegations, so he's just doing all this really sweet, innocent stuff. Like, I just love the game, man.
Listen, the man's bored. He's got to do something with his time. Might as well write children's books.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine. And finally, Amy Schumer is going to star in a new Hulu sitcom called Love, Beth. But there's no word on what the show's actually about. Yeah. So there must not be like a source material or anything. But I'm glad she's doing stuff again.
Yeah.
Because despite what most people will say about Amy Schumer, she's one of the funniest people on the face of the planet.
I appreciate her and her Netflix...
her comedy special?
Her comedy special.
The one about pregnancy?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. About pregnancy husband. And she's just...
Oh, yeah,
she came
her husband.
She's like, he has autism and we found out together and... As they were describing it, I realized that all of those things that
is why I love him.
Is why I love him so much. I'm like,
no, so
Amy,
good. No,
making
that,
me cry.
Yeah, I appreciate an Amy Schumer special or TV show or movie or anything.
So I'm excited for this new one. That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. So, Chantel, a few weeks ago, we got onto this huge fight about 7-Eleven egg salad sandwiches.
Sounds disgusting, but okay.
But let
me
tell you.
They're so good!
I thought the same thing as you, and then we were actually invited to the manufacturing plant that makes the egg salad sandwiches here in town.
So, like, the manufacturing kitchen.
It literally was.
A Willy Wonka factory.
So cool.
I tried licking the walls at one point to see if the snozzberries.
Nothing.
And then
tasted like factory walls.
Next thing you know, they had to shut down a whole part of the factory.
Like, contamination.
Here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Y'all are a bunch of naysayers, but we got in there. Those people were on a tight ship.
Oh, man.
Really?
They sanitize everything constantly. They sanitize themselves. I'm like, I don't think a single restaurant I've ever been to has been as clean as this place.
We had to wear like hairnets and beard nets and like this, like a coverall.
The sandwiches go through a metal detector to make sure that there's no metal in them. So, like, you know those stories of, oh, I ate some frozen chicken.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden,
the staff doesn't mess around.
No.
We don't got time for this.
I tried like to move my hairnet at one point and I got yelled at.
Don't touch your face.
Yeah. They're like, don't touch your face. And I was like, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
But while we were there and they let us try the egg salad sandwiches, they let us try a few other things. And they were also that day making the nacho cheese sauce that, you know, so when you go to 7-Eleven, you get yourself the nachos. Yeah. And you go.
It's disgusting.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Like nacho cheese. There's nothing worse than like the yellow
I love it.
Nacho cheese.
You are out of your mind.
Like queso is fantastic.
Don't even.
Nacho cheese.
I would take the nacho cheese from 7-Eleven over queso any day of the week.
Yes, John.
Right?
I hate being seen agreeing with John Watkins, but here we are.
You guys are
horribly
mistaken
about just putting my head underneath.
Just hit that button.
Yeah.
Let it rock.
It's like melted craft singles.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I love a melted craft single.
So they gave Jackson, how big of a bag is it?
It's 4 pounds.
4 pounds.
It's 4 pounds of nacho cheese.
Of nacho cheese.
So they hand this to me, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm going to make John do something really gross with this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like put his face under it.
Take
and
a
eat
nacho
it.
Bath.
We talked about maybe making making me into like a human nacho.
Sit it down in a tub. Mm-hmm. Chips, nachos.
Some beans, some jalapenos.
But then I remembered. Mm-hmm. That I've been hanging on to something in my garage for a few years.
Oh, no.
I have just a big sheet of plastic.
Because you're Dexter and you secretly murder people. There's no other reason to have a big sheet of plastic.
Actually, it's weirder than that.
No, there are many reasons that a big sheet of plastic can come into play. And I am wondering what Jackson would use this for.
So a while back, I was working for Scales and Tails. I'm back there now. But when I worked there the first time, I was helping to build new alligator cages. And we had bought a ton of plastic so that we could paint the alligator cage.
Okay.
And we just had some left over. My boss was like, you can have that if you want. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do a slip and slide.
100%.
I'm going to do a big, fat slip and slide.
It's exactly where I wanted you to go with this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I buy the rolls of plastic from Home Depot.
Yeah.
So we can do slip and slides often in the summer. And
yeah.
John would make fun of me because every 4th of July, I would do like a 50-foot or longer slip and slide.
You put a little Dawn dish soap on there.
Baby oil.
Baby oil.
So good.
Yeah.
Baby oil. Huh?
Oh, yeah. You get a nice burn on your from the sun, as well as you just
slide.
Okay, so what does that have to do with the nacho cheese,
though?
So
here's what we're going to do. I hope our bosses aren't listening because they're going to put a stop to this pretty quickly. But I brought my big sheet of plastic, brought my 4-pound bag of nacho cheese.
Oh, my.
And after the show today, we're going to go out into that hallway inside the building. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a nacho cheese slip and slide.
Yes. I love this. I will not participate, but I will definitely cheer you on.
I'm sorry.
I told John last night, pack a swimsuit.
Yes.
You and did you didn't ask that. Any questions, which I appreciate about you.
Well, I figured we were making a video of something maybe summer-like. So
we are.
It doesn't get more summer than a slip and slide, and according to y'all, nasty nacho cheese.
You got to stop.
I don't feel like this seems like a safe idea. I don't feel like this is a clean idea. The nacho cheese, I don't know if it's going to give the right lubrication as I'm trying to slide.
Obviously, you got to slather yourself up a little bit.
I'm sorry. So you want me to slather myself in nacho cheese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His hairy chest.
My hairy
nacho
chest.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I brought a swim shirt.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's where you're at in life, that you own a swim shirt?
Oh. That's not very good.
So much has changed. I haven't been gone that long.
That's where I'm at now?
Yes.
That's where I'm at now.
He's a modest gal.
I am a father.
Yes.
Part-time mother.
Yes. And you would not believe what breastfeeding did to his body.
I have 2 kids. You know what that does to a person's body? Like, it just, things do not lie where they used to be. So, I'm sorry.
It's mostly all the extra dino nuggets that he sneaks off of the kid's pan.
Gosh, the nuggies.
He has to start a whole nother batch because as soon as, by the time the kids get around to eating it, he's like, oh, that's empty.
You have to wait so long for it to cool off before a kid can eat it.
I accidentally ate all of Liam's dino nuggets, forgetting they were his. And
no,
then I had to go and make more.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to lay out the
just
sorry. You don't have an option. Do you have any idea how many stupid things you've made me do?
Yeah.
How many stupid, dangerous, and illegal things that I have done for this show?
Yeah.
The least you can do is indulge me in a nacho cheese slip and slide in the hallway.
So we're going to, because, I mean, our hall's just big enough for, like, a slip and slide.
The best is that it's concrete floor.
Right. That's
so when you run and jump and just your body on that concrete floor, it's going to
if you want, we can play, like, shuffleboard. You can lay down. And I'll just give you a shove.
I was thinking maybe I can, like, gallop on all fours. Like,
no, you definitely running start. Running start for
no
sure.
No way. Yeah. I won't go anywhere with a running start.
Well, that's...
You don't
if
know
you were wearing a swim shirt, you might.
Listen, we've never had this... That's a good point, actually.
Because, yeah, you're... The skin on cheese on plastic is definitely going to slide better than some sort of Lycra on plastic with cheese.
I've never had nacho cheese in this quantity before. So I don't know what the consistency is.
Oh.
We might have to warm it up a little because I think that'll make it a little.
Good. Let's make it good and scalding.
Well, it'll be kind of, you know, like when you get a massage. With like the hot oil.
Yeah.
Imagine massage with the nice warm
cheese. Why don't I just get a massage with some nice nacho cheese?
Get over here, big boy.
Never mind.
Take off that swim shirt.
Never mind.
We got some massaging to do. Let me just get my handful of nacho cheese.
I brought Speedos and a swim shirt, so I'm ready to go today.
Sexy.
Where are we putting this video that we're going to do?
Probably on Instagram.
On Instagram?
I'd imagine.
Okay, so make sure you follow us. X1051 Utah. A lot of excitement for the nacho cheese slip and slide that
I'm
we're going to
do. I'm pretty excited about it, honestly.
I can't get over the swim shirt.
I don't know why the... I am a grown...
John's wearing a swim shirt to the nacho cheese slip and slide.
Do you remember like in a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the old-timey swimsuits that they wore?
Yes, the striped like wrestling singlet
exactly.
of a suit.
That's what I'll be wearing today. Right?
I love
exactly.
it.
And then I'm going to have Jackson grab my hands and just pull me across. You know the plastic's going to come also.
Yeah,
you realize,
the whole thing is...
Yeah.
We're going to tape it down. Listen, are you a horse? Because you're being a real naysayer right
Don't
now.
Don't even.
Boo! Nope, it was good. Standing by it.
Did you guys know that we all almost died?
Whoa!
What?
There was an asteroid that was big enough to destroy an entire city, came within about 44,000 miles of Earth, and no one saw it coming.
Or said a thing.
No one knew.
This is the
knew.
First I've heard about it.
It went by like, whoosh.
And you're getting your news from John Watkins, too. That's
right.
Alarming.
Yeah. I mean, this could have been Armageddon. We could have had another Aerosmith hit.
This is deep impact, like, in real life. And the only reason they knew was they have all these, like, sensors, which seems to make no sense, that tell you when one's about to hit, to which I say...
Get them out farther.
Yes, exactly.
Figure it out while we have time to do something about
it. It's too late to tell you while it's passing.
Yes, 100%.
We need to know about this.
Also... If an asteroid's going to hit Earth, it's going to kill all of civilization, don't tell me. Let it be a surprise.
Yeah, just let me die.
Do you not want to know? I often think this like when I... Because I love Armageddon.
It's so good.
It's so... Oh, Gracie.
I can stay away just to hear you breathing.
I want to shake the hand of the daughter of the biggest hero I ever know. Oh, so sad. Anyways.
So good.
I feel like I still would like to be aware of it happening.
No.
I don't think society as a whole would act appropriately.
No, we'd start looting.
No,
that's
the problem. We would absolutely go insane. And I think it is for, you know, the better of human, whatever.
Sure.
That we just don't know. Because we would literally, people would just start going, chaos.
You agree?
I couldn't agree more. Right. I don't want to know.
Well.
In fact, I'm mad at this asteroid for not finishing the job. Quit teasing and do it.
All right, your chance at $1,000 next. Did you see that Katy Perry has decided to take kind of a, not a break with Orlando Bloom, but they're definitely not jumping on the wedding bandwagon as quick as everyone thought.
I feel like she might have some like PTSD from like past relationships.
It's so funny. That's what Jackson always says, too. You blame a lot of Russell Brand.
I blame everything. I blame her career going downhill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I blame her new haircut. I blame everything on Russell Brand.
She ruined her. She was at her peak. Teenage Dream was one of the greatest pop albums, of all time.
Yeah,
I agree.
And ever since then, her albums have just been a snooze.
And they're so sad.
And they're
sad. I can tell there's pain there.
And they're like just... I don't know, the same, it's like one continuous song.
Mm-hmm.
There's no funness to the Katy Perry that, you know, I loved.
Because she has, you think it's because of her heart being so broken by
one
person?
Yes, I really think like he messed with her.
Really? If you watch the Part of Me documentary.
Yes, and I think that's why I feel this way. She's broken.
She's backstage at a show at Brazil, and he divorced her through text message right before she went on stage. And
broken.
She fell apart. And I'm telling you, she hasn't recovered from that.
And that scene when she's crying and she's under the stage and then the stage starts going up and she just like turns it on.
Immediately,
I'm like,
right into a song.
Superstar. Yeah. Superstar.
She was like an hour late and she got up there and she sang and like everyone had gotten wind of what was happening in the audience and they all just started screaming, "We love you, Katy," in Portuguese.
And
oh
she
gosh.
Like didn't know what they were saying, but like then they were singing all the words to the songs and like helping her through like that part of me that documentary or whatever is so good.
So you think it's her? You think that she's just freaking out? She's getting cold feet with Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it did kind of tank her career a little
bit. I'd panic if I had to spend the rest of my life with Orlando Bloom too, though. So I get where she's at.
Hey, I went and saw Lion King over the weekend.
How was it?
Oh, is it so good?
No, don't you dare.
I love the Aladdin remake.
I loved the Aladdin remake.
I don't know if it's because Lion King to me, everything about it, like, I hold at such a level, and like the voices and the way that the inflection and the songs, you know what I mean? Like, I know it all so well.
Yeah. Right.
When I'm hearing these new voices and some of the what they did with the songs, I don't know if it just rubbed me the wrong way. Because
Mufasa's the same.
No, I'll tell you this, James Earl Jones, his timbre is different. He doesn't sound like he used to. He's old.
Simba.
He's 20 something years older now. Yeah. So, I mean, his voice is just more tired. And the guy who played Scar, and I can't think of who it was right now, I didn't like. I miss Jeremy Irons so much.
That's fair.
I wanted Jeremy Irons back. Beyonce sounded great.
Did you miss Jonathan Taylor Thomas as Simba?
Kinda.
I assume.
But my biggest question is, like, if you hadn't loved the animated so much, would you have loved the movie?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I know that. Like,
because as far as I'm concerned, I'm separating them in my mind. Yeah. Two different movies. Because I grew up on Lion King. Mm-hmm. We didn't watch a lot of Disney growing up, but we watched Lion King and Pocahontas like we were getting paid to do it. We watched that so many times. And it has such a special place in my heart. I have been so jazzed for this movie.
I will tell you a highlight, Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, are they good?
That's so good.
Seth Rogen, and you know, they do it different. It's a different type of Timon and Pumbaa. But for me, I still was thoroughly entertained every time they were on the screen.
See, and I heard that the worst part about it was Timon and Pumbaa.
Hmm.
They're self-aware.
And then I also heard that the duet between Donald Glover and Beyonce wasn't very good.
I heard that, but I heard that song a bunch of times before I went in.
Me too.
So I guess I was already okay with Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, okay, I get you. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I've been waiting, you know, for the $5 Tuesday to slow down.
Yes.
But hopefully I can go see it this week.
Still number one at the box office. I'll be curious to know what you guys think of it, but out of like 5 stars, I'd probably give it 3.
No.
3.5.
That's rude.
Yeah, I know. All right. You know, it's a hard question to ask the three of us because we have very interesting jobs where we're asked to do things that are not normal. For example, we're going to be going on a nacho cheese slip and slide here in a few minutes.
Pretty jazzed. Yeah,
or Chantel's going to go and make wedding dresses, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah.
A lot of people work at an office. So my wife, she goes in, she works a 9-to-5-er. Yeah. Were they
someone's birthday? There's cake in the break room.
Yes, exactly.
You go home.
Yeah.
You forget that those people exist until 9 o'clock the next day.
So I've got the top 5 non-work related tasks people do at the office. So what do you think people are doing besides working?
Facebook.
Yep.
Number one, checking social media. Yep, exactly.
I'm also going to say filing their nails, painting their nails, doing some sort of grooming.
Oh, grooming. Mm. Not in the top 5.
That's crazy. Real,
that's shocking to me.
That's nasty.
Monroe sits there every day and paints her nails or does her makeup. She's always primping.
I guess I give it a pass because it's 5:30, 5:45 in the morning.
At a normal job, you should definitely be like prepared for the day by the time you arrive.
Yeah, if work starts at 9, I expect you to wake up in
You'd
time.
You'd think that, but I've worked enough office jobs to know that that is not the case.
So grooming is not one of them. What do you think, Chantel? Top 5 non-work related tasks people do.
Making coffee, getting coffee.
A lot of people hang out in the break room.
Yeah,
it's a chance for them to gossip over there. Making coffee, no, but taking a longer lunch break is on there. Does that count?
Okay.
Is that
all right.
Yeah.
No one's going to judge how long my lunch break is.
Nobody needs to time that.
Yeah, get out of here.
Again, it's called me time.
For us, but there are places where
it matters.
No, I remember when I like was younger and worked a job where it was you have a 30-minute lunch break.
Oh yeah,
and it's like, how do you go anywhere, get food, eat, and get back within 30 minutes?
You bring your lunch.
You bring your lunch.
Oh, that takes planning.
Thank you. I'm gonna say flirt. You gotta go around. You gotta make the rounds.
Office romance.
Making the rounds. Have a conversation with a colleague about personal life is number 3.
Got a gym and pam it.
Oh jeez.
Yes. How many times has the office come up today?
It's every day, and it's a lot.
Daily. There is so much conversation that goes on in this.
I can't get anything done.
I go in my office and I hide because that's all in the halls is just.
I do all my work in the production. Uh-huh. I don't sit at my. I don't even know what's going on at my desk anymore.
That's how I was when I was here every day. Yep. It was like the production room was mine. Do Sanctuary. Not come in, and you just keep the record button on, even if you're not. So nobody knows to come in.
Yeah, you are not welcome today. Thank you.
Goodbye.
And the last one is keeping both personal and work emails open. Kind of going back and forth between the two of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I just do it all on my phone and it gets funneled to one email, one little inbox.
That's
all of my emails.
And that way, IT can't. You know, track you because they might know on your work computer what you're doing, but they don't know what you're doing on your phone.
I wish they would look at my work computer. Let me tell you, they'd be horrified.
That guy quit that day.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd have to go to like PTSD counseling. Right, exactly. Or something.
Oh my gosh.
So this story kind of broke in 2018 and then for some reason
went cold.
Yeah, it really did. And I'm not sure if you saw it over the weekend because it came back in a big way, but a mother's, she used some foul language, rant about childless people enjoying Disney World.
I've seen this.
You're stupid.
This has been all over the Facebook.
Okay, so you've seen it. And it was originally shared to Facebook in September of 2018, but someone posted again over the weekend to Twitter, and it just blew up. Over 15,000 people retweeted the offensive and, dare I say, crazed.
Oh, yeah, deranged.
Paragraph. The woman was particularly explosive in her criticism of one female who was there who was wearing short shorts.
Oh, no.
And eating
a
pretzel.
Someone called the police.
Yeah. And she
saw her shoulders.
Yeah. So I thought we'd just go around and see how everyone feels about this. If you don't have kids, should you be hanging out at Disneyland, Disney World?
Let me tell you that me and Tyler used to go to Disneyland once a year-ish. We'd always like kind of make an annual trip
you
out
did.
Of it.
I remember.
And we had so much fun. It's just a lot of fun going without kids, and you can ride on all the rides. You don't have to worry about all the souvenirs. I mean, Tyler had to rein me in a few times because I have to get the ears and I have to get the Dole Whip, and there's just certain things you have to do while you're there.
Yes.
But now that we have a baby Boone, we talk about often. I'm like, should we go to Disneyland and like take Boone to Disney? And Tyler's like, absolutely not. That sounds terrible. It sounds like it would not be the same.
Exhausting.
It would be so tiring. He's like, we need to wait, you know, till he's older or whatever and would at least like appreciate it more. But I'm like, you're right. Disney is more fun without kids. But you have fun in different ways. Like you see the magic with children. Like I understand. But going as a single... Yeah, it's just, I see no problem in going and enjoying yourself.
Jackson?
This is what drives me crazy about a lot of parents. They act like the world changes because they had a kid.
Oh, all the time.
They're so smug about it.
People used to tell me, they're like, oh, you just wait until you have a kid, and then you'll understand what tired is, or then you'll understand whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a kid, and I get great night's sleep, and I still have fun. I still go camping. Well, I still do all these things. It's like, not that hard.
I'm not going to change my life because you made the decision to have a kid and keep it. That's your business. Mm-hmm. Don't you come telling me I have to change my life because you have some snot-nosed larva running around.
I guess I've never... I take my kids... You know, to Disneyland every year, and I gotta be honest with you, I don't care who's there.
Yeah, you just it's like your family. Yeah, stay in your lane.
Yeah. Now, has my trips to Disneyland changed over the years? Absolutely. Kind of like what you were talking about, Chantel. Now we spend a lot more times waiting in those lines to meet the characters.
Or watching the parades.
Or, things that my kids want to do.
Because there are kid things and there are things for everybody.
And that's fine. And every once in a while, I try to get them to do something that's... I took Liam 2 years ago when he was 5 on Tower of Terror. He was tall enough. He was a tall kid. And he did not speak for like 2 hours afterwards.
I believe
so scary.
And I'm pretty sure I traumatized him in a way 100%. That would come back later on. But again, that was a mistake on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not on anyone else.
No. But no, like this woman's complaining about like the line for the churros and like the lines for the rides and being full of people. And it's like, okay, we all paid the same amount of money to get in here. We all overpaid.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And that's just part of it. That's why you got to get the 3-day pass.
Not me. You want to spend no time in line? Sit at home with your kid and watch Disney Channel.
Yeah.
That's what I say. There's not a line for Netflix queue, home skillet.
All right, so we're not on her side? Is that what
I'm
hearing?
No.
Okay. As we wrap up the show, Chantel's been filling in for Monroe. Having fun.
It's been great.
Having such a good time. Jackson's here as well. Hi, today of 100.
Oh, just Jackson's over there in the corner. Yeah. Whatever.
Jackson's still that here. That guy.
I'm the baby.
You are the baby. How about this? Jackson and I like to complain about how...
In general, but what this time...
We try so hard to do an entertaining show every day that people... And then there's someone who maybe is like a YouTube star who makes so much more money than us.
Mm-hmm. They make six figures sitting there and like, talking about lip smackers.
I opened a box
smackers.
About something I didn't pay for.
Yes. Yeah. Well, a six-year-old South Korean YouTube star has just purchased an $8 million five-story home in South Korea. The six-year-old Borum has 30 million subscribers. She posts toy reviews and video blogs. Over 376 million people have viewed her YouTube channel.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Doesn't that just put it in perspective?
I want that asteroid to come back and hit us. I'm done. Seriously. I'm done.
Isn't that depressing?
And the saddest part, too, I was talking to my friends about this not too long ago. Like, the way that wages have kind of just stayed the same, and there's not, like, the older generation, everything's so expensive, they can't retire. So, like, we're stuck in our same entry-level jobs because we can't advance. The only way for millennials to really get out of poverty is to become a YouTube star.
That's 100%. Got.
That is the dystopia that we're living in. The only way that you can get a leg up anymore is to get semi-famous on social media.
The fact that influencers and YouTubers are more famous and can make more money than, say, like, a movie star or a celebrity that actually is doing, like, a job.
Yeah.
It's just so, so upsetting.
Dystopia. We're living in a weird dystopia, everybody. Welcome.
Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
So the biggest property theft in history happened back in 1990. Two men dressed up as cops, and they stole $500 million worth of art from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. And here's the thing. The case is still unsolved. It has gone cold, and the art is still missing.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yeah.
You went through all the trouble. You stole $500 million in art.
Yeah.
What do you do with it then?
Yeah, like, do you stick it in
your... Who are you selling it to?
You get a fence.
Storage unit?
No, you get you have that person, who, and you they scrub it for you. And then you sell it on the other end.
You can't scrub it, man.
Yeah, on the
best. It's not like counterfeit iPhones or something stupid. Like, that's a piece of art that somebody's looking for.
Yeah,
how do you
sell it? It's like a valued worth of $500 million, but like, I want the cash.
You can't also like have it in your house.
That's the thing.
No.
You might have a private collector who really wants it and is willing to pay dirty money for it. But then someone's going to find out that that art collector has all that dirty art somewhere.
And then where'd it come from? It came from you. And then your money
you
taken away,
back.
Fined, and you are definitely going to prison.
Maybe you're not doing it for that. Maybe you're doing it just because you get to be the person who stole $500 million. Like, you got to do the art heist that no one has ever been able to figure out.
That's fair.
And that, they don't even. Maybe the art's gone. They just threw it in a river.
Oh, that's terrible.
Or one day it's going to be Storage Wars. And someone's going to, like, pay $20 and buy, like, a storage unit and be like, what? Do you imagine if that happens?
Yeah, but if art is in a storage unit, it's melted. Like, if it's, like, oil or something like that, it is ruined.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to keep it in, like, a cool, dark place.
In a pristine condition.
Yeah.
Climate. Well, that's...
Have you never dealt with fine art before?
That's why they're going to lose their storage locker. Those climate control storage lockers are so expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah.
And they couldn't sell any of the art, so they have $5 million to pay for that climate control.
The overhead is just it's astronomical.
Yeah. Jackson, final thoughts?
Chantel, it was a pleasure having you in here.
It was so fun. Thanks, guys.
Go listen to the podcast if you want to hear all of our shenanigans from this morning.
Slip and slide, cheese slip and slides in
nacho
the...
Nacho cheese, slip
nacho
and slide.
Nacho cheese slip
on
and
Instagram.
Slide. On Instagram. We're doing it. Chantel, you coming back?
You know what? I just might be back tomorrow. Let's find
Play
out.
By ear.
Yeah,
He'll
you know
be fine.
Let's wait till tomorrow morning when she wakes up.
Yeah.
We'll
so
decide.
We'll see you at noon.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Let's get down to business. The podcast extra.
Thanks, man.
There you go.
Good work.
Something for you. See you, Chantel. We sing.
See ya.
We do
We do improv songs.
I love it. I feel like this should have been a part of the show when I was here.
So I want you to know tomorrow you'll be expected to
come up with an improv song and sing our intro. Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And then we try to figure it out and join in at some point in the song.
Gotcha.
If you did it right. So this is where we share the stories that did not make it on air. Chantel destroyed us in votes today.
It's like 90% or something stupid.
It was ridiculous.
It was nuts.
You and I got like one vote each.
I know.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Bummer. So Jackson, you got your story?
Yeah, man. My story comes to us from Indianapolis. A police officer is hungry. Hungry guy. Went over to McDonald's.
Often I find myself in that same predicament.
Yeah. Went over to McDonald's last week, got himself a McChicken.
A McChicken?
McChicken. I don't know what that
odd choice.
Yeah, like McDouble for the win.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love the McDouble, but I also love the hot and spicy.
Yeah, also a good choice.
Did you see Wendy's bringing back the spicy nuggets?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love their spicy nuggets.
Yeah. Wendy, some sports football guy, it's not important, tweeted, how many retweets do I need to get for the spicy nuggets? And then they were like, I don't know, bajillion. You got a bajillion.
Oh, my gosh. But what happened to the choose the news story with the sandwich?
That's not what we do here. I'm sorry. John, can you believe that Chantel Lauren just told me to get to the point?
Where do you?
Of all people.
Go off on tangents constantly. Oh,
yeah. So anyway, went and got himself a big chicken. Put it in the fridge in the break room, and then when he came back, like at the end of his shift, he saw that there was a bite out of it.
What?
Oh.
And he's just like, staff fridges, can't trust him.
Right? Grubhub, am I right?
Yeah.
He actually was concerned because he's like, there's no way one of my fellow officers did this.
Sure.
He thought that someone at the McDonald's had taken a bite out of it.
Oh.
So I don't know why that's grosser, but
yeah. I love how that's the one where you're like, ugh, but an Uber driver eating your fries is not the end of the world.
No, yeah. I'm upset about it, but I understand.
Okay. So he had his department launch an investigation into this McDonald's because he was so convinced. He's like, I didn't open it. It was still in the packaging. It was in the fridge. I know nobody here did it. The McDonald's employee bit my sandwich. So it got resolved because a few days later, he remembered that he took a bite out of the sandwich.
But I would never confess to that because how embarrassing.
I know, exactly. Right?
There's two things you should be embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is why would you order McDonald's and then put it in the fridge? Just eat it.
It's true. Yeah. No one right wants away. Cold McDonald's.
No. So go that's back the first to it later. Strike.
Yeah.
And then second, yeah, if you realize that you're wrong, you never admit
shut
fault.
Your mouth. Shut your mouth.
You just whoop and walk away and be like, oh, yeah, I don't know what happened to that investigation.
Case went cold.
Yeah.
Just like my 7-hour-old McDonald's that is now unedible.
Yeah. I would keep that to the grave, yep. I think.
Case closed, though.
Case closed. Another mystery solved.
Another mystery solved.
Where are the most overrated places to visit?
I've got a few.
I feel like a lot.
If you want me to guess.
Sure, go for it.
Thailand. Everybody feels like they need to go to Thailand and ride an elephant right now.
That does seem to be really in right now.
I feel like there are cheap flights or Italy.
Well, Thailand's just cheap in general.
Is
like
it?
You get there and the hotels are cheap, the restaurants are cheap.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of why everyone's going there because you can actually budget for that.
Thailand not on this list. Okay. No. Jackson, you got one?
I am usually pretty unimpressed with any hike I go on.
Yeah.
So, oh, cool. It looks like it does outside from my window, except I'm in the heat. Cool.
I always tell people, they're like, oh, let's go on a hike. And I'm like, look at Google Earth.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. I can see a tree from my window. Nature.
Now
yeah.
I'm beautiful. Sweaty and itchy.
You know what there are on hikes? Bees. There's bees on hikes. Yeah,
bees. All sorts of things I don't want to be messing with.
Bali, Indonesia is on this list.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, really?
I guess they say when you get there, there's like... nothing going on.
It looks gorgeous, but
it does. I've had friends go there too, and I'm like, were there cheap flights? You didn't tell me?
It takes forever to get there.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the ocean.
And I think all water is very expensive. Like any kind of, like if you want to have a sip of water. Any kind of water. Yeah. Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.
I've been there.
Was it cool?
I mean, I was like 7, but yeah, it wasn't that entertaining. Like, I remember you walk, you see the faces, and then we went and, like, sat through, like, a how they put the faces there.
I loved Mount Rushmore.
Really?
It was the only family vacation we took when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And the reason I loved it so much was not even Mount Rushmore. Like, we saw it, I'm like, oh, so that's what a mountain looks like. Cool.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, there was this stretch of road. It's like the only highway you can get to Mount Rushmore on. And it had reptile gardens. So I got to see some big old tortoises and a snake pit and a chicken play tic-tac-toe.
Oh my gosh.
Right past Reptile Gardens was the Flintstones.
We have talked about the Flintstones.
Love the Flintstones Park.
Yes, Flintstones Park.
And then Bear Country USA.
Oh gosh, not this again.
So you just drive around, bears walk up to your car. You're not supposed to feed them,
but everyone feeds them.
You know what's not on this list? The Grand Canyon. It should be because
it's just a hole in the ground.
I remember going as a kid and being like, this is the worst. I'd like to go as an adult.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, there's people that go to the Grand Canyon for, like, a week, and I'm like, what are you doing?
They take a majestic burro down to the bottom of the canyon.
Yeah.
And then you know what you do? You look up, you're like, wow, it's still just a big hole in the ground.
I feel bad because, like, it's such a cool creation of nature, but, like, to me, it's a drive-by. I'm like, oh, let's just drive by, look at the Grand Canyon, and keep going.
It's about a two-hour stop.
Yep.
Have some lunch.
At the most. Yeah. Do you know how expensive that McDonald's is outside the Grand Canyon?
Oh, I bet it's so expensive.
It is so expensive.
There's no value menu there.
If I had to order my Uber Eats from that McDonald's and he snuck a fry, that's like $2.
Las Vegas, Nevada did make a list of the most overrated places.
Thank you. Yeah. I said it all the time. No one believes me.
So many people, they're like, oh, let's go to Vegas. And I'm like, oh. There's so many other things I'd rather do.
I enjoy the pools there
and the
heat.
And I mean, like, I'll play roulette. Like, I will participate.
Really?
Yes, but I leave disappointed every time every and broke. Time.
Four Corners, that's, you know,
I'm standing in four states at once. All right, I got the picture. Cool. What now?
Instagram.
You do
like,
that
that's
the
only reason to go there.
The Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Same really? Because, like, a lot of my friends that go to Italy, they're like, it's so cool, and they go to all these fun places.
The Leaning Tower is great because you could do one of those photos where, like,
you trick everyone. Yeah. They really think that you're holding it up.
Dummies.
Yeah.
Totally the Taj Mahal. I have heard the Taj Mahal.
I hear it's so dirty.
It's like going to Saltaire.
Yeah.
Really?
I've heard nothing but bad things from everybody who goes to the Taj Mahal.
Oh, somewhere that Jackson's going to next month or in 2 months. Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, the aliens?
No, I'm going. Area 51's in Nevada.
I've been to Roswell multiple times because you have to drive through Roswell to get to Houston. The way that we go.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. All of the stores have really embraced the culture of the aliens invading.
That's what I want.
There's aliens like in all the windows, and there's like a fake UFO crashed into the ground, and it's about a quarter mile of just
I want
fun
there to be a little town just outside of Area 51 that's the same way. I want a kitschy, touristy alien
town. That's Roswell.
Town.
We're sending Jackson to Area 51 for
During the riot.
The Facebook, the Storm 51?
No.
You don't know anything? Oh, man.
Oh, Chantel.
Some guy started, so it's a Facebook event, and as a joke, he was like, let's all storm the military base, Area 51.
Oh, goodness.
They can't stop all of us, and it was a total joke.
They can. Have you seen our military?
Yeah.
They definitely can.
Like, they absolutely can.
I live by Camp Williams, and I hear them practicing.
Yeah. But the thing is, 3 million people have started to go. And we called to make arrangements at the hotel closest to Area 51. She's like, nope, I'm the only hotel within miles, and we're all booked up.
Oh, yeah.
So people are showing up. People are going to be there. Whether or not they try to actually storm a military base is a different issue.
Wow.
But I want to go to a kitsch town like that.
Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts is on this list. I'd like to go there
still. I haven't been there.
I want to see it. Number two, Times Square in New York. I agree.
You know, I've been to Times Square a few times, and the first time you wrap that corner and you walk into Times Square,
it's amazing.
One of the most amazing and overwhelming experiences where you're just like all the lights and the big building, and you have to do it at night, and it's just like so amazing.
You do have to do it at night. You're right.
You have to. Yeah. The first time you go, it has to be
and
during
your first
night.
Time, it's magical.
And then any other time you walk through Times Square, you're just like, meh, so many
people. It's so crowded, and I don't want to take a picture with Spider-Man.
And it stinks.
And I'm so sick of people coming up, do you like comedy? No, yeah. I don't. I'm not going to go to your crap show. Get out of here.
And it's like, I know that you're not SpongeBob. Yeah. Like, there's so many people dressed in costumes and like, yeah. After the magic wears off of this, like, oh my gosh, like, because a lot of times you go places and it's like way smaller than you think it's going to be.
Times
you
Square's
go to Times Square and it's huge.
It's huge.
It is massive.
Huge.
So Yeah, it's amazing the first time, but anytime after that, you're just like, wow, this is really busy.
Number one of the most overrated places, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah, you talk about a dirty trash town.
Also smells like pee.
And it has all those characters also trying to take photos with you. Yeah. And
feces and needles everywhere.
There's a lot of feces.
Feces and needles. Yeah. It is so terrifying.
And everyone's so scary. Everyone's always like chasing you down like, ah,
you want a postcard?
You can actually get the bubonic plague now, I hear, down there.
So that is a stinkhole.
All right, thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. Do us a favor, if you don't mind. Leave us a review. 5 stars. It really goes a long way. Bye-bye.